We're in Simen Samach Hei. Let us again start from the beginning of the Simen. Kro Seirugim. A person learned Krishma not peretifus, not together, but there was spaces in between. That means he learned, then he stopped, then he learned, then he stopped. Tahino. Shehizchel Likrois. He started learning Krishma vehipsik. And then he stopped learning. And this could have been through two eifanim. Bein b'shtike, he was quiet. He didn't say anything. Bein b'dibur, he spoke. V'chazar, and then ugmog, and then he ended it. So his krishma was not, the retzifus was not in one shot, to say. It was, he said a little bit, then there was a hefsik, then he said again, then there was another hefsik. Afilu shokadei ligmar eskulo, even though the hefsikis in between were large hefsikis. That means that the hefsik was as long as it takes to lane the whole krishma. Let's say, for practical purposes, let us talk about the three parshiyas. So let's say it takes him to learn the three parshiyas 5 minutes. So now he started Krishma, and then he waited 5 minutes, and then he continued, and again he waited 5 minutes, 6 minutes. So Afal Pi Kein, he yaitse yotso. Vafilu hoya hahefsik machmas oinitz. And even if the reason that he was mafsik in the middle of Krishma was he was forced to do so, and the Mishnah Berurah, we will elaborate what exactly that means. He was unable to continue. Af al pikein, the halacha is that he's yoytze. Now, let us just appreciate what the Shaila is. The Shaila is as follows. The Levush explains that we want to make it one big Krishma. So, if he started learning Krishma, and then there was a 20-minute hefsik, and then he continued. So, the Shaila is, does this hefsik make that... he didn't learn Krishma. He said this, and then there's a 20-minute break, and then he continues. So we do not attach the second half to the first half, since it was such a big hefsik. And there is such a svara. But the Machabel says, la'locha, we don't hold like that. It's irrelevant how long he waited in between, even if he spoke in between. He's yaitze. That means the hefsik does not separate the krishma. He went krishma, so there was a zman in between, It doesn't in any way hamper the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That is the shita samachaba. Mitzarev. That is right. That's right. Ago. V'yesh aimrim, and others hold, v'imhoya onos v'hivsik. Now others disagree with the machaba, and they hold that it depends why he was mafsik. If he was mafsik because Tamazah, he wanted to be mafsik, that means theoretically he could have learned Krishma. Well, for some reason he didn't learn Krishma. So then that's not called, there was a hefsik in between. So since theoretically I could have learned now, just I decided not to learn, so that doesn't make that it's there's two halakim in the krishma. If I wanted to, I could have lain. So memela. So then it is mitzaris. But if he was unable to lain in between, so then they hold if he was an onus, and we'll elaborate what an onus is called. But if he was an onus, he was unable to lain. So then the two chalokim do not attach together. Then it's two chalokim and he lost his krishma. Krishma is a unit of three parshiyas, and there has to be some sort of a chibur in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of these three parshis. And if there was a barrier in between, and then that the barrier was that he was unable to continue learning Krishma, so memela, so it's not mitzurif. That's what the Rama says. V'yesh oimrim, v'imhoye onus v'hivsik de'ligmer eskulo, choyzer l'roish. He has to start from the beginning of Krishma. V'hochi nohuk. And that's the minig. The minig is taka, like this, the etzim, what the Mechaber said, one thing, the Rama said another thing, is amachlekes harishonim. So Memele, the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rif and Rambam, and the Shittas Rif and Rambam is that by Krishma, Hefsik is never a problem. By Shemin Esra, Hefsik is a problem, but not by Krishma. And the Ramor Paskin, like the Toysvus and the Rosh, that there's no difference between Shemin Esra and Krishma. The difference is why the Hefsik came about. If he was Mavsik, because he wanted to be mamsik, that's not called a hefsik. Theoretically, he could have said now the Krishma. So a hefsik, barotin, is not called a hefsik. But if he was unable to learn Krishma now, that's called a hefsik. So that separates one chelik of the Krishma to the, from the other chelik of the Krishma. And Krishma is one entity that we have to we have to attach all the three parshis. So if there was an hefsik ba'ainis and the she was today ligmar es kulov, that it was mafsik in zman, a time that it takes to lay all three parshis, that's called already that there was a hefsik, and that's how we paskin. The Rama says that's how we paskin. And then he feels ois a misharin inyan hashia lefi hakeirei. Now, what is called Shokadei Ligmar Eskula? How long it takes to say the whole Krishma? So that's a very vague description. Some people, they can finish the whole Krishma in a minute. Some people take 15 minutes. So Shokadei Ligmar Eskula. So Shokadei Ligmar Eskula means the person who is the Kairei, we go according to his speed. And what is considered a hefsik? That means how long it takes for him to learn the three parshas. So if there was a span of time that was as great as it takes to say the three parshas, that's called a hefsik. Each person is bazunda. God the Virsha brings down, what if a person, he makes every day, the whole Krishna, after a minute, he's finished already. And today, all of a sudden, that Pesazoyah Pesahira Tshuva came and he started laning slow. And then there was an oinus, he had to go to the bathroom in the middle. So Memela, so if you would look at his past record, it was Shokadei Ligmar Eskulo. But if you look at the time, that the way he's saying it today, so it's not called Shokadei Ligmar Eskulo. So you look at the Kairi, and then the each day, the way he's Kairi, what his pace is that day. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Main bedibur afilu imsoch b'meisit. That means even he spoke in the middle of Krishma, after osa isa bozeh, afal pikein ein tzorech lachzer rak lemokim sheposak. According to the Mechaber by Krishma, there is no din of by Krishma, there is no din of to go back to the beginning. Vafilu, now that's by Krishma. Vafilu kshaposak beemtza broche, a person was saying a broche, and he spoke in the middle of the broche, which Yizichu was not allowed to do, and after his whole drosha, he finishes the broche. So he was yaitz in the bracha. V'uadin k'shesoch b'emtza halo u'megile u'bichas amozoim o'ishar bracha aruke or any long bracha, and he spoke k'dei ligmer eskulo, he finishes the bracha, and he was yaitz in the bracha. V'dam k'kshu o'imron ba'atzmoy, but this din, that sikhe, is not a hefsik, by Krishma and by Brochus and by Halom, Megillah, and Bichas Hamozim, that's Davke if he is saying it himself. So there was an Amire of Krishma, there was an Amire of Bichas Krishma Valo, but there's a problem of Hepsik. So Laloch and Mechaba holds by Halo and Bichas Hamozain and Krishma, there's no such problem. But the Imshay Meya Meyache Shemeitziyoi, but what is, let's say, by Bichas Hamozain or by Krishma, or by Birchas Krishma, someone else is Moitzi him, and he spoke, Busoch Bentayim, so then the problem is not the Hefsik, the problem is he didn't hear the Broche, let's say, by Meikar Adin, the Shatz was Moitzi, the Tzibur, the Birchas Krishma, they were quiet, and he was made to them the whole Broche. Now, if he, in the middle of Birchas Abba Rabbe, the middle of Birchas Abba Rabbe, he's going to go and talk to someone, so the problem is not the Hefsik, the problem is he didn't hear the Broche, period. The Meile Eine Shemeya, the Eich Yeitze Baza, Yibum Yisusham Lolam Bechulecha Bim Kame Ayin Shom, ועין בביר הלוכה שכוסבנו בקרישמה נוחם שירסר הפרשיס עוד הפעם כשסוח במזד כשאימים לצורך לחזור לראש. That means even though the Mechaber Paskin that a Hefsik, even though he, not only he was Mafsik in time, but he spoke also, it doesn't matter. Even though it was bemazed, it's not considered a hefsik, there are machmirim, so it'd be preferable by Krishma, not by the Birchas Krishma, the Birchas Krishma, the Savadi Savit Bocha Levatola. The Meikir Avdin, we pass, and it's not a hefsik, but by Krishma, since there are machmirim, that Sikhe makes it for a hefsik, so Memela, so therefore, he should lay over the three parshis. V'yesh Oimlet. Now we're going to Shitas of the Mo, and we paskin like the Mo. So he says like this: Taimo, the Bishloima im loy hoya onus, if he was not forced to be mafsik. That means sheim hoya roitze hoya yochel likreitz. If he would have wanted to, he could have been kairi now. Lehavi ashtika v'afilu hadibur hefsik. So it's not called hefsik. That means I'm in the middle of Krishma, and if I want to, I can continue the Krishma. So then we do not consider that the Krishma is in two parts. Well, what do we two parts? I'm in the middle of Krishma. That's what I speak away. Since I'm not forced to do it, this does not separate the Krishma. Lehavi ashtika v'afilu hadibur hefsik. But what if he was unable to learn Krishma in this span of time? So that separates the Krishma. Chashiva Ashiya Hefsik. So then this time span in between, which is Shokhne Ligmar Eskula, is considered a Hefsik, a separation. Kivin Shloyoyoz Yochali Christ. So there was a time when he was unable to learn. So Mamela, so then it's called the separation, and he has to go back to Krishma. Well, we're talking about Krishma. V'ayim b'mogen Avram, shemasik t'davki ma'oynesu machmas sho'ish einoi roi, k'goin sho'utzroach l'nekovo. So the Mogen Avram says, by Krishma, the oinus, when is it considered an oinus? Now let us just, there are two types of onsen. There's an oinus that he, mitzad atzmoy, was unable to learn Krishma. And that could be, in two cases, we'll talk about the third case soon, but two cases, let's say it was nitzrach lasisrochov, so he was unable to learn Krishma then. Or in the mokaim, that so means his goof was not roi to lein krishme at that time. Or the mokaim was not roi to learn Krishna at that time. That means there was tzoya or meraglaim in the smoking, so he was unable to learn Krishna till they take it away. So that's called he was dochi from the mitzvah. At this time, it was impossible for him to be a kairi Krishna. So that creates a separation in the Krishna. That's called an oinis, what the Rambam says, that's called a separation. There's another oinis. I remember there was once a maise that there was someone who was traveling in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, and he got an atzala call, and he went out, and he came back. But there's Shemayna Esrei. Shemayna Esrei, we'll see, is different. But Al Kaponim, so there he was mafsik. He was perhaps unable to continue, but that's not called he wasn't roi. He was mafsik. Or let's say another case. That's right, he's an oinis. But in onsim, there's two types of onsim. Or let's talk about another oinis. That's right. Now, let's say that robbers came to him. He's in the middle of learning Krishna, and then all of a sudden this list him or other things, and he had to start running away. He couldn't learn Krishna. He also was an oinis. He could not learn Krishna. So the Magen Avraham says, and the reason of these halachas, I just want to say, the Magen Avraham is juggling with three shittas. So therefore the hachra of the Magen Avraham is here he's machia one way, another case will be another, because there's different shittas and different hashbaitas. So the Magen Avraham says as follows: when it comes to Krishna, it is only considered a hefsik, a separation, if he himself was not roi to learn Krishna, that was utzrach l'nekama, or the mokim that was soya. So that's called a hefsik. That's what the Rambam says is a hefsik, and you have to go back to the beginning. Such an oinus is called a hefsik. And let us just speak, and when we're speaking about this, the issue brings out two very interesting things. This halacha gufa. So let's speak about a practical case. A person started learning Krishna. He's up to Bohim Shemoyah, and then he feels he has to go to the bathroom, so he can't continue further. So by him, the Krishna takes 5 minutes. Right? So 2 5-minutes, 4 minutes, he would start Bohim Shemoyah. He goes to the bathroom. He's out from when he stopped from Bohim Shemoyah till he got out of the bathroom. There's 4 minutes. But it'll take him to go to the sink. There's no sink by the bathroom. It'll take him to go to the sink another minute. So then it's 5 minutes, and then it's Shoka de Ligmer Eskula. So he says, no. The minute he went out of the bathroom, he didn't have to wash his hands to learn Krishna. He could have rubbed his hands on something. So that's what he waited another minute to wash his hands. That's not called Ba'inis, that's called Barotzen. So Barotzen, there's no problem. Case number one, which is Moiradik Nageh. So Bamela, you have to work with a stopwatch. You have to know how long it takes for you to learn Krishna, number one. And number two, now we have to see till when you were an onus and when the onus ended. And if this is less than Shokidei Ligmer Eskulo, you go back to Bohim Shemoyah. That's one aloha. Then he brings down a second aloha. What is the din if a person is exhausted? He can't keep his eyes open. So he lays down and he sleeps. With 5 minutes of sleep, he's a new person already and he can start going again. What is this called? So he brings from the Sheva to Levi, this is called, he wasn't roi to learn Krishna. He wasn't roi to learn Krishna. He couldn't learn Krishna. His eyes were falling. So, yeah. That's right. So al kaponim. So there he says it's called an oinis aguf. And then he'll have to go. So if it took him 6 minutes to wake up, so he has to go back to the beginning of Krishna. Okay, these two halachas. Kula b'tuma Krishna devar from the three parshiyos. No. From Shema to the end. If it takes him 5 minutes from Shema to the end, wherever he is, till 5 minutes, it's not called a separation, and he goes back to the beginning. 5 minutes already is called a separation. If he was anonymous, these are the three examples of anonymous. Yeah. No, the three parshiyos. Yeah. Yeah, the three parshiyos. Fine. Now let's go. What? Okay, he's talking about that he couldn't. He can't. Okay, if he could, he could. The Putum, but he can't. Now, weiter. Avoloinis acha. But by Krishna, to go in Machmas list in the Chai Governor, someone robbers came and they had to start running. So Havik, but since this is an oinus, not he is unable to learn Krishna, the outside circumstances are forcing him not to learn Krishna. Havik Moshe Shosek Baros, and that's not called an oinus, but Choshev Hefsuko Deyesu. So that is the halacha by Krishna. V'davke b'krishma b'chaysercha ha'gavne. Avol b'tfile, but if he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, which la'halacha we pass him, that also you only go back to the beginning if it was shah b'oynes, then you go back to the beginning. So by tfile, the gather of oynes is something else. Avu betvila chayza l'roish afila b'oynes acher. Shemayna Esrei is more chamor. Again, we're juggling with different shitas. That's why he came to this conclusion. So afila an oynes acher, even listen, or the case we mentioned before, someone was an atzola and he went on the atzola call and he went back. So even though afila we will consider this as an oynes acher, but he has to go back to the beginning. Okay. Now, the din is, Kedai Ligmoil is Kulo. Aino Meirosh Va'atsoich. Afilu Aimed B'Soich. This is the Shail. The Kedai Ligmoil is Kulo means it's irrelevant where he's up to now. But wherever he's up to, if there was a hefsik of zman that it takes him to learn the whole Krishna, so then the halacha is that separates the two halakim of Krishna, and he has to go back to the beginning. Chayza kolza le'inyan diyavet. Here we're talking about the yavet. He did it. Now the shal says he has to go back. Doesn't he have to go back? So memela. So we have our guidelines. Avol lechatchile lo yavsek lishos kedei ligmar kula afilu shaloi machmasoi. So it means even though we have a rama that halachically only a shehiya ba'oynes is considered a hefsek, a shehiya shaloi ba'oynes is not considered a hefsek. That's if it occurred. So there was a shehiya shaloi ba'oynes, you continue. But may I be mamsik lechatchile? That means lechatchile. Am I allowed to be mamsik ashiye kedei ligmar es kulo? So then the halacha is lechatchile. One should not do it. Vafilu b'shtika ba'om. Lechatchile one shouldn't do it. Vafilu b'dover shohu midarabonam. Even it's ad rabonam. By ad rabonam, others are more meiko. By Shoka de Ligmar Eskula, Afilu Ba'oynes. But he says, but Lechatchila, one should not be made mafsik. Now, he gives examples. Kegoyim. Birchas Krishma, Vahalo Umegile, Uchahai Gavne. So, Memela, by all these cases, he is mafsik in the middle. We'll see later why he's mafsik. He's doing it on his own accord. Lechatchila, he should not be mafsik in the ligmar eskula. V'choshkein, the betfila yesh lizoyer bo'oid bozeh. Now, let's talk about halo. Halo was saying that lechatchila one should be mafsik kedei ligmer eskula. So let's say the halo takes 10 minutes. 10 minutes takes the whole halo. So now he's going to have about tefillah that when it comes to ma'oshiv, the niggun is mamish 15 minutes ma'oshiv. He is ma'oshiv and the oilam is mamish. Nitzragish, mamish, ma'oshiv, and it's mamish, and nochamo ma'oshiv. The ma'oshiv is meredik. So we tapped the shots on the shoulder, please. Let's get it over with. Because lechatchile in halo, that means what is the oilam doing? The oilam said ma'oshiv already. So it's one of two things they can do. Either they're quiet and enjoy listening to the chazan, or they'll sing with. But in both of these cases, they should finish the ma'oshiv. But in both of these cases, they're not saying halo now. They're till ma'oshiv, and after the by the hoidu, there was a 15-minute time span. So, Rabbi, please, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be make a hefsik. Don't make a hefsik in the halo, because the whole tzibur is losing out because of you. That's what he says. So he says like this, Rafael Abdabashim Zabon can be Chaskishme, Bahalo, Megila, Chai Gavne, Fachoshke, the Betfila, Yeshli, Zoyer, Boid Bose, Kiyesh, Shemachmir, and Betfila, Philobediyeve, Omashme, Midivrei, Amogin Avrom, the Lachatchila, Nochin Lazar, will see Shleyenagin, Ashley Yerzi, Bacharbe, Bevirkas Krishme, Shehi be'efsek echot kdei ligmer kulo, that the chazan, let's say it's shvuis avasoylam leil shvuis it's a mocking by leil pesach shvish amav ponov leilo can be mamish be a miradike hisoyres for the oilam. We have to look at the clock. Can they lick my cooler? Shaz Yitzhu Hakol Hamsik Harbe Bishtika Al Yodai. So what are you doing over there? So you are making that in the Birchas Krishna there was Shah Kaday Ligmar's Kulak. The Nihali the Choshkein Now he speaks about a real shaila, but birchas koinim. Birchas koinim is three brachas that the kahanim say. It's a set. It's a set of three brachas. And by here, and we have to combine these three brachas. That's one set of three brachas. Now, if we're going, so lechatchila, now we're talking about lechatchila the kedim. Lechatchila one is not allowed to be mafsik. So now you have here birchas koyanim, which birchas koyim. So you have to say how long does it take with kavana, with the yivarecha, yishma. Fine. How long was before the singing of the kahana? We'll talk about that soon. How long does it take to say the three brachas? That is this man of ligmar eskula. So memele. That means that the coal says tefillas that the kahanim they're saying a whole bunch of tefillas and the kahanim are quiet. So Mamela, so you know what you did? You're asking the Baruch Shalom for your chalemis and all, everything you're asking for, but you are mafsid the bichas kainim lachat chilin allowed to do this. But the evad, you want to be yaitzel with the b'dievet bichas kainim, I wouldn't advise it. You should be yaitzel with lachat chilin the kibichas kainim. Oh, we'll see in a minute. Yes, King Kakayim, which I can't answer you too much about this. I will answer to him. But Machma said, Toiv Lasu Yishkumai Shari Yisim Kosov B'Shei Magro. V'chei Mashma B'Simen Kufchav Chesiv Memhei Magro. Shoyoy Mulgam B'Pam HaShlishi Rabbein Yishloim V'lo Yehi Rotzen Ha'oruch. That's, you don't say everything in the Siddur. You only say the short version, and that's what you say, and what that will make it will be short to the Ligmar school. Well, now it won't be short. Kibarbe Pomim, Motsi Sheneka, oh, Matiarbe Pomim, Motsi Sheneka, and Menagnim Klau, Berak Oimdim, or Mantin, and Shisaima, call Amiros, by Deze, Yeshkopomis, Mike, the Ligmar school. Now he says like this. If the Kahanim are singing, and that's Pshat, the Siddur was made for singing Kahanim. So if you notice, by the third time around, the singing is much longer. There's another stanza to the Niggun by the third time around. And the reason for this stanza is because the Olam has much more to say the third time, so we're singing. Now, what's the Laila of our singing? The Gedda of the singing of the Kahanim is that it's a chelik of how we're Messiahim the Brochet. That means the singing is a haschola of Yishmerecha. That means just like by Chazoras Hashat Yomim Neroim. So the shat, Hashem Sfosei Ticha Tziyagid Shulasecha, dun. He starts singing. And surely, Hashem, he's starting Shemen Esra, and all of a sudden he's starting to sing. But Al Kaponim, the singing was an oifen brought down, then they were mechavim. The kavon is what they had to think about by the Chazoras Hashat Al Kaponim. But the singing was a hascholas amire. So then, so I could say, Tiyagiti losech, and I can sing for 5 minutes before I say Baruch. Because the singing is the haschol of the Baruch. So memele, so when the Kahanim sing, so memele, so then it's so this is the haschol of the Yishmerech. So you could say a Megillah, but it's I'm in the middle of saying v'yishmerecha, and the singing is uneven how to say v'yishmerecha, the tashchos v'yishmerecha. Then it's no problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If the Kahanim sing, that's where Yesidah came, because they're singing Kahanim. But Al Kaponim, if the Kahanim are not singing, then it's an Eretz Peshayla. So even though b'diyevid you'll be yaitze, but who wants to get a b'diyevid ike b'chas koyinim? Now, so we're talking about lechatchila. We're talking about lechatchila de kiyid now. We're talking about that in Birchas Krishma, we just said before that even though not an onus lechatchila, you should not be mafsik. Somehow, that means like this, I'm in the middle, let's say, I'm in the middle of Shira Chadosh, let's say, Shira Chadosh, and then the Shatz is ready, it's Shabbos, and the Shatz is saying, Kedusha, and he's saying, and I'm going to what I can answer, I'll answer. So Memele, so he says, what? Yeah, way behind. Yeah. Mutalish is the filler kedei ligmar eskula. That, so this isol echatchile is, if the Shia is not for such a legitimate reason, so don't do that. But if you're saying Kaddish and Kedusha, so then you're allowed to be Shoya Felkreligma Skola. Umashmim Mesefer Shulchan Shloime, this Lechatchila de Kashir, Tavke Imhuaymit Mesefer Chesamis Fiyatze, Dain Eitzel Shira Chadoshe, Bis Eitzel Shira Chadoshe, so it's by the end of Birchas Krishma, so then he's permitted to answer, to and for Kedusha, even though this will mean that Shokhde Ligmer is Kula. Chadakama B'Sayv Shem and Samach Bo. Avo Medayin Lehigir L'Shira Chadosha, Toiv Yoichid, then it would be preferable, he's up to the Yatsa B'Nochim, and then the Shatz is up to Kedusha. So he says, before Shir Hadosh, we'll have to wait till Simon Samavov to understand a little better. But he's, V'yatsa V'nochem V'kayim V'yosha, fine. And then the Shatz is up to Tusha. So he says, Toiv Yoisa Shiyisha B'Sirugim B'em Sabrocha Kam B'pom E'post V'Ligmar Kula. Then, since I have time, I'm not by the end of Vichas Kushma, I'm at the beginning of V'yatsa V'nochem, but so I should say, V'yatsa V'nochem V'kayim V'yosha, Kodesh, 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 fine. Then weiter, I'll say a few words more in Bichas Kushma, then say, Baruch Kvayda Shemim Kaima, so I'll koponim, so I'll break it up, so I won't come to Shokhde Ligmar Eskula. L'Rosh, okay, L'Rosh, now we said like this, L'Mashayin In Yeshira V'yakayre, L'Rosh, you go back to L'Rosh. Hang up, now these are Yisoidus to Kizah. Im Hivsik B'Krishma, if he was mafsik b'krishma. Again, so the Ramah says now, by krishma the guidelines are if he was an onus, the Magnavrom says he was, his goof, that was an onus study. No, that means he was unable to link the krishma, so the din is if there was a time span that was sholikidei ligmer es kulo. So this separates the Krishma, and he has to go back to the beginning of Krishma. I know im hefsik be Krishma, afilu im hefsik o yirak de ligmer ha Krishma. That means the hefsik was, it takes him 5 minutes to learn Krishma, it was mafsik 5 minutes. He goes back to the beginning of Krishma, chayzer l'reish Krishma. Because the Krishma, there was a hefsik in Krishma, the end will not combine with the beginning, so he doesn't have a combination of three parshis, so he goes back to the beginning. Ubebirchas Krishma, now the Mishnah is going to say klolim, which he figured out in Biraloch. Ubebirchas Krishma, so lo yachsa lo reisha abroche sheposak besoicho. Now by Birchas Krishma, there's also a shir of Kedei Ligmar Eskula, but there the shir is a different shir. Elim Ken Sho, Kedei Ligmar Mitchilas Birchas Yitzerer Adgo Yisrael. Fine. That means as follows. He's in the middle of Ava Rabbe. He's in the middle of Ava Rabbe, and he had to go last Yisrochav in the middle of Ava Rabbe. So now we will say Birchas Krishma, again, this is juggling with Shittas. By Birchas Krishma, the Shir is not that as long as it takes for him to say Krishma, which is 5 minutes. The Shir is, by Birchas Krishma, go from the beginning of Yitzhar to go Yisrael. So that takes 15 minutes, let us say. So then, he's in the middle of Ava Rabbe, so he was out 14 minutes, he goes back, same Balibain, the love and the Oscar, he goes back to where he stopped. He made it in 14 minutes, he goes back. Yeah. Babichas Krishma, la yarsa la roisha brochisha posak besoicha, elim ken shok de ligmo mitchilis birchas yoitseyer at Gol Yisrael. Ba'ayim bebir aloche, so now we know Birchas Krishma, the Shok de Ligmer is cool, he's in the middle of a broche, so then he goes back only to the beginning of that broche if there was a 15-minute time span. Yeah. V'ayim bebirloche de b'yarno dim hipsik bebirchas Krishma bein broche le broche. What is, if he was mafsik bein broche le broche, the Birchas Krishma, I mean to say, he said, the Yotzer HaMoiris, then he went out. 15 minutes he went out. B'chol Gavni ain't Torech Lassel Vosh B'dev. Then you're not Chayz Alom. And Alom, this is because in Yisoy, the Birchas Krishma is not assessed. You can say one bracha before Krishma, the other bracha after Krishma. So this is different than halo, which is a set, because kainim is a set. So there's a din that it's also a problem. But by Birchus Krishma, you're not going to be there. But Krishma, Krishma is a set. There's three parshas, that's one set of Krishma. Mach Mesoynis Vishor Bokhtei Ligma Kalapashi is Chayza L'Rosh. V'hochi Nog. And the Gemara says that's the minig. That it depends if there was a Shia machmas oynes, and oynes means machmas oynes kufay. So then he goes back. If there was a Shia machmas chotzen, he doesn't go back. V'chein posku achoynim v'hu adin betfile v'halo v'megile. All these things, it depends with machmas oynes v'birchas koyanim. So all these things, and the lafia kaire bein lahokel bein lahachma. It matters if he says quick or if he says slow. That means if he says slow, so by him the shiur is 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and if he says quick, so the shiur is 1 minute. The shiur k'day ligma is kula, is we go according to him. Could be a kula and it could be a chumra. That means if he says Krishna very quick, so he's be a shrek l'cha chumra. So then if he is mafsik 1 minute, he lost his kula. He has to go back to the beginning of the instrument.
Maybe, but you mentioned that the first one.